HarperCollins presents The Highly Sensitive Parent, How to Care for Your Kids When You Care Too Much, by Elaine N. Aron, PhD, read by Helen Lloyd. To all hard-working parents, we would not be here without you, and especially to the highly sensitive ones, for your depth of parenting. Introduction. All parents find parenting difficult. According to our research, highly sensitive HS parents, at least in English-speaking countries, find it even more so. But the great news is that these HS parents also reported being more attuned to their children in many ways. So the question now is, are you highly sensitive? If you aren't sure, then the self-test that I'll tell you about later, and which is included in the PDF attachment to this audiobook, will help you find out. You might want to pause playback and grab a pencil and a sheet of paper when we get to that point. If you are highly sensitive, that all-important attunement can be your greatest asset as a parent. The goal of this book is to help you use it to make your parenting less difficult and more joyful. Just to be clear, this is not a book about parenting highly sensitive children, which is covered in The Highly Sensitive Child. This book is about being a parent who is highly sensitive, regardless of the temperament of your children. All parents are short on time, highly sensitive or not. But if you're highly sensitive, you have to be even more careful than other parents about your time. According to research, as a highly sensitive person, HSP, you are more easily overstimulated. So, in addition to the time it takes to parent, you need more downtime. Without this downtime, you get irritable and just plain miserable, and there goes that attunement. This book tries to be mindful of your precious time by focusing on what you need most. The first chapter is crucial if you have any doubts about the reality of your trait. I always say HSPs need to feel convinced they have it, but for an HS parent, it is fundamental. Chapter 2, on coping with overstimulation, is also necessary, given that overstimulation is the one downside to having the trait. Chapter 3 is intended to help you realise what I'm convinced of, that HS parents need help raising our children rather than trying to tough it out, as we may see others do. Chapter 4 is on making decisions. HS parents express more than others that one of the most difficult issues for them is wanting to make the best decisions when there are many options and complex issues. Chapter 5 is on regulating your emotions, which are stronger than others, and being stirred up almost constantly at every stage of parenting. You need this chapter unless you have your emotions all under control. You and I both smile, sure. Chapter 6, which focuses on all the many social aspects of parenting, will help even if you're an extrovert. 30% of HSPs are. Dealing with other people is no doubt the greatest source of emotional stimulation for most people, and therefore the greatest opportunity for overstimulating HSPs. The final two chapters, on the co-parenting relationship, are relevant even to single parents. The discussion of how parenting affects the way you get along with those you love applies to all of your close relationships. Keeping in mind the goal to make this book a quick read, we've not used those nice stories that appear in so many parenting and self-help books and are usually a well-told blend of real stories. When Janie first had her baby, instead I'll be reading the words of actual HS parents. They'll sound slightly different, so you'll be able to identify these sections clearly. These stories, slightly edited for grammar and ease of reading, are from the members of your support group, so to speak, and you may find them even more helpful than the rest of the information here. This book mostly addresses the problems HS parents often have. After all, there's no need to fix what's working for HS parents. But keep in mind that our research, which included a survey of more than 1,200 parents, found that you have the potential to be not just a good parent, but a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?